You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Mount Glory Boot Pack is closed today, and a cultural relic is finally coming down. Crews will begin dismantling the green reflective billboard, covered in stickers, that marks the near finish of the infamous Mount Glory hike, the entry to one of the region's popular backcountry skiing areas.
I think the best way to explain the billboard is it's kind of like the shrine of the pass.
That's backcountry skier Sam Nierman earlier this year. A representative with the Teton Basin Ranger District tells KHOL, Mount Glory will reopen Wednesday, but crews will be on site until the 22nd. Then, sometime during the final days of May, the remains of the billboard will be flown away. It's currently uncertain when exactly that will be, but the boot pack will once again be closed that day. Locals are welcome to take pictures of the flyaway from the pass. A soon-to-be-released University of Wyoming campus climate survey shows that sexual assault and misconduct are lower than they were 5 years ago. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor has more.
In 2018, UW completed a campus-wide study showing that rape, assault, and other intimate partner violence were happening on a scale similar to other universities across the nation. But a new survey shows a decrease in all of those areas, according to survey author and UW psychologist Matt Gray.
And in fact, the campus climate survey results seem to bear out the notion that we are starting to move the needle in meaningful ways.
The study found a 10 to 20% reduction in sexual assault. The number of students who had experienced stalking fell 26%. And the number of students who experienced sexual harassment from other students was nearly cut in half. Gray says the improvement is most likely thanks to a university-funded program. After the survey 5 years ago, UW launched Green Dot Bystander Intervention Training. The training equips people with the skills and mindset needed to intervene when they witness problematic behaviors that can lead to assault. For Wyoming Public Radio, this is Jeff Victor.
Slow down on Jackson Pathways. That's the message from the town, which now has 15-mile-per-hour speed limits on the network and certain 10-mile-per-hour slow zones near school campuses and through Garamond Park. Jackson Pathways coordinator Brian Schilling says they've started an education initiative in local schools to let students know the new speed restrictions.
The poster child for this initiative is the middle schooler on an e-bike. They're not the only ones that we're really trying to focus, and I will say that there are a lot of middle schoolers who really exhibit exemplary behavior, but if you had to put your finger on like what people think are the problem, they're probably going to conjure up an image of a middle school kid going too fast on an e-bike.
Schilling says e-bikes have increasingly become an issue in Jackson, with people expressing concern that riders are going too fast down pathways. Speed limit signs will be posted. Schilling says law enforcement will issue warnings to speeders, with tickets coming down the line. Speed limits on Jackson streets and bike lanes, which are generally 25 miles per hour, are still the same for cyclists as for cars and other vehicles. You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.